My name is Rocha. 北教会の皆さん、おはようございます。
Thank you for having me here today. Yeah, the past 2 weeks in Japan have been incredibly amazing and blessed for me. And I am growing a lot in my faith, learning a lot about myself, and also eating a lot of food.
今日この場にいられることに感謝しています。日本でのこれまでの2週間はとても素晴らしく祝福されています。私は霊的にとても成長し、自分自身のことをさらに知り、たくさん食べています。
So, today I would like to share my testimony in relation to the passage from 2 Corinthians 12. To be honest, I actually struggled a lot finding a specific personal experience to share with all of you. And this was not because I don't have any weaknesses,but because I have too many. And I considered just listing out all my weaknesses and how God and I are still working on them together, but I think that would take like about maybe 42 years. after much thought and prayer, I decided to share about something that I haven't really talked about in church before. And it might seem like something small,But it was and still is something rather big to me.
今日は第2コリント人への手紙12章2節から10節に関連する私の証を分かち合いたいと思います。正直なところ、皆さんに分かち合えるはっきりとした個人的な経験を見出すのに苦労しました。それは私に弱さがないからではなく、多すぎるからです。私のすべての弱さ、そして神様と私が共にどうやって弱さに取り組んでいるかをただリストアップしようかと考えましたが、そうするには42年くらいかかってしまうと思います。たくさん考え、祈った後、教会であまり話したことがないことについて分かち合おうと決めました。それは小さいことのように思われますが、それは昔も今も私にとって大きなことです。
So this weakness, my weakness, is praying, and specifically praying aloud for people. You know how some people just have this incredible gift of prayer? And have you heard prayers like those kind of like, Father Lord, plant us in trees rooted in streams of grace, and ignite us, like our hearts with like fire and that kind of thing? And you know, whenever these people pray, you're just like, yes, yes.Yes, like amen. Because you feel so strongly for what God is speaking through them. And these people are so eloquent and their prayers are so powerful.
私の弱さは祈ることです。厳密に言うと、声に出して他の人のために祈ることです。祈りの素晴らしい賜物を持っている人を知っているかと思います。父なる神様、恵みの流れに根ざしている木のように私たちを植え、私たちの心の中にあなたの栄光ある火を燃え上がらせてくださいというような祈りを聞いたことがありますか。このような人が祈るときはいつもアーメン、アーメンというふうになるでしょう。なぜなら彼らを通して神様が語られていると強く感じるからです。このような人たちはとても雄弁で、彼らの祈りはとても説得力や影響力があります。
And on the other hand, my super short prayers were more of like a, dear God, thank you for today, and thank you for tomorrow, and thank you for lunch. And whenever I know I need to pray aloud soon, my hands would start sweating a lot, and I start coming up with a mental script. And if I do not have time to prepare at all, I sometimes just mentally blank out, and no words come to mind.
それに対して私のすごく短い祈りは、神様、今日、明日、ランチをありがとうございますのようなものです。声に出して祈る必要がある、のが分かるときはいつでも私の手は汗をかき始め、頭の中で台本を考え始めます。もし準備する時間がない場合は、頭の中が真っ白になり、言葉が何も出てきません。
And I know like everyone has different gifts andIt's the heart that counts. And no. But I would really like to be able to let someone know what God wants to tell them and bless them with it. But I just felt for a long time like my prayers were lacking. And as a result, for a very, very, very long time, I only prayed silently to myself, and I refused to pray aloud for people.
誰もが皆異なった賜物を持っていて、心が大事だと分かっていますが、神様が何を伝えたく、祝福したいのかを誰かに知ってもらえるようになりたいと思っています。でも、私の祈りには何かが欠けていると感じていました。結果として、長い間、私はただ静かに祈り、誰かのために声に出して祈ることを拒みました。
But there came a day where I had to do so.It was at the end of my university campus ministry retreat, and as a leader, I had to go around the room and pray for people. It was my worst nightmare because I couldn't prepare for it. There were so many people, and I didn't want to end an amazing spirit-filled retreat with a lame prayer.
でも声に出して祈るのが必要な日が来ました。私の大学のキャンパスミニストリー修行会の最後にリーダーとして部屋を回り祈らなければなりませんでした。私にとって最悪の悪夢でした。なぜなら準備することができず、何人かがその場にいて素晴らしく霊に満ちた修行会をお粗末な祈りで終えたくなかったからです。
As I was slowly walking to the first person, I was just like, Jesus.in my head. And before I knew it, I was in front of the person. However, the moment I put my hand on her shoulder, and I took a deep breath and muttered quietly, Dear God, words just started pouring out of my mouth, and I couldn't stop. And I forgot what I said already, but I knew that by the end of the prayer, both of us were crying.
最初の人に向かって歩いているとき、私は頭の中でイエス様、助けて助けて助けて助けてというようになり、気がつくと私はその人の前にいました。けれども彼女の肩に手を置いて深呼吸をし、静かに神様とつぶやいた途端、言葉が私の口から溢れ出し止まりませんでした。私は何を言ったかもう忘れてしまいましたが、お祈りが終わる頃には私たちが泣いていたことは覚えています。
She told me after the retreat that what I prayed for her was something that she has been struggling with for very long, and God answered her through whatever I said. A friend of mine also, who knew of my struggles with praying, also overheard me, and later told me that she couldn't believe it was me.
修行会の後、私が彼女のためになったことは、彼女が長い間悩んでいたことであり、私が言ったことを通して神様が彼女の祈りに応えてくださったと教えてくれました。祈りに対する私の苦悩を知っている友人の一人がこれをたまたま耳にし、それが私だったことが信じられなかったと後に教えてくれました。
And I truly thank God for that moment, but I wish I could sayThat was the beginning of a journey of an amazing prayer warrior, but the fact is I am still struggling.
Go ahead.
But I would like to think that there is so much beauty in this struggle. And the verse says, For when I am weak, then I am strong. This verse makes it seem like God's empowerment is an instant one-time boost when you're in the depths of despair.But honestly, to me, it really is a slow and steady process. And I am even more thankful that it is so, because it allows me to continuously and constantly rely on Him.
それが素晴らしい祈りの戦士の旅の始まりだと言えたらいいのですが、私は今でもまだ悪戦苦闘しています。でも苦悩の中に美しさがあると思います。私が弱い時こそ、私は強いからです。この箇所はあなたが失意のどん底にいるとき、神様の権限は即席で一度限りの応援、励ましのように思わされますが、実際にはそれはゆっくりと着実な統制なのです。そして私はさらに一層そのことに感謝しています。なぜなら継続的に神様を信頼していけるからです。
So one of the books that Joe assigned me to read this week had this quote.We are called to stand in this world with nothing to offer but our own vulnerable selves. And
ジョエルに読むように言われた本の一つにこの引用がありました。 私たちは弱い、私たち自身以外に捧げられるものは何もない、この世界に立つように召されています。
And I really wrestled with this decision that I'm going to make because it's still very scary for me, but I know that there is no better testimony than to show it. So to end this, if you will let me, as I stand here, I would like to pray for the church.
私は正直これからする決断に苦しみました。なぜなら私にはそれがまだ怖いからです。でも見せるほどいい証はないと思っています。だからこの締めくくりに、もしよければ私がここに立って教会のためにお祈りしたいと思います。
Yeah, so over the Oh my gosh, sorry, sorry. So over the past couple of days, I actually resisted the urge to Okay. So over the past couple of days, I resisted the urge to prepare like a super nice articulate prayer. But yeah, so now I'm gonna pray with nothing prepared, but with God by my side. So thank you for listening to me, and let's pray.
この2日間、立派で明瞭明確な祈りを準備したい衝動を抑えてきました。今から用意されていない、ただ神様がそばにいるお祈りをします。
OK Sorry, but I'm just not gonna translate. That's gonna be in English. I'm sorry. I'll go slow. If I can go, I don't know. Okay. Let's pray.Dear God, thank you for giving me the courage to stand up here and for you to speak through me, Lord. Dear God, I thank you so much for this church. And thank you for all these years of goodness and all these years of goodness, a love that you have given this church, Lord. And dear God, Thank you for giving them and all the people in this church the spirit of relentlessness, Lord. And I pray that your word will be relentless in this church and that you will continue to guide them and be with them as they go about spreading your word, Lord. Dear God, I pray thatYou will be glorified in each and every one of their lives. And I pray that you will be glorified in this church. And I pray that you will be glorified in this land, in Japan, Lord. And I pray that as salt and light of this earth, and salt and light, that they will spread your light and spread your word deeper and wider through the whole of Japan, and wherever they go to, when they go back to home, when they go anywhere, that they will spread your light, Lord. But most of all, I pray that you, the one with wounded feet, will walk with them on this road, and that you, the one with wounded hands, will stretch their hands out to serve as well. And I pray thatas they go about their daily lives here, that they will see your beautiful face in everyone they meet, Lord. And that everyone they meet will see that same face in them. And thank you so much. And we love you so much. Yeah. In your most precious name, we pray. Amen.